Well, thank you to all our readers and to the singing group and music group and for the players this evening. It's been a fantastic chance to sing carols, to rejoice at this Christmas time and to hear the Christmas story once more. I want to talk tonight about sequels. I wonder, what is your favourite film sequel? I wonder which film you'd choose. Here's three you might choose from. What about Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again? You're fortunate I didn't try to sing that. Or what about, if you're a Star Wars fan, The Empire Strikes Back, possibly the greatest of the Star Wars series? Or maybe you're more into sort of horror sci-fi, and maybe it's Terminator 2, Judgment Day. He definitely was back. What's your favourite film sequel? Well, I wonder, as you think ahead to next year is 2022, and some people in our family say maybe we should see that as the sequel. So something like 2022, the sequel. But I wonder what kind of sequel do you think 2022 will be? You see, there's two types of sequels, isn't there? There's the more common type, and they're the ones which just take the same sort of formula as the first film and repeat it with a slightly different twist. It's just the same again. And if 2022 is going to be like 2020 or 2021, then maybe as a sequel you might call it something like Here We Go Again, or 2022, The Virus Returns, or 2022, The Wrath of COVID. Well, a lot of sequels do just repeat the same formula, but some are more of a series. Some maybe try and reverse the bad ending and to bring about a good ending in part two, or part three, or part four, or part five, or part six, or whatever going on. And if 2022 is more of a positive spin, there is a new hope in some way. So I've ruined it already. So 2022, the vaccine strikes back. Or would it be 2022, a new hope? Or 2022, COVID endgame? Well, are you the sort of person that has a hope that 2022 will be something far more positive than the last couple of years? Or would you feel fear that it might just be the same thing again and again? Well, I want to take your minds and your thinking beyond just pandemics and beyond our present situation. We don't know how long the pandemic will last, but we can be pretty confident that it won't last forever. But when we look back over history, do we find that actually history is just one long string of sequels, the type of sequels that just use the same formula over and over again, a kind of repeating pattern? There's times of good, prosperity and peace, but then there's times of war and struggle and famine. And the same thing seems to be repeated again and again at a historical and a personal level. The problems of greed, lust, arrogance, anger just keep repeating themselves. They keep coming back generation after generation. And the Bible says that actually this goes right back to the first generation, right back to the first humans, Adam and Eve, and their decision to say, actually, God, we don't want you to tell us what to do. We want to decide for ourselves what is right and what is wrong. And from then on, that same cycle, that same pattern, generation after generation, just keeps repeating itself. Yes, okay, there's new technology. Yes, okay, there's some kinds of advance and different characters. But it's pretty much the same formula, the same story. History repeating itself. Mankind does not seem to be able to break free from this formula of what the Bible calls sin, or what you might call evil or wickedness in humanity's heart. What hope is there? Can we have a different kind of sequel? Well, actually, that's what Christmas is all about. That's the heart of the Christmas story. You see, Jesus comes, and in a way he's the same, in a way he is another human being, in a way he's just like us, he's just like you and me. He's born of a woman, and yet he's different. See, every other human being has a human father. But Jesus had no human father. He was born of a virgin. The virgin birth, you see, is crucial. It shows us that Jesus, yes, he is the same, yes, he is human, but he is different. He marks a new humanity, a new start, a new hope, a chance to break the cycle of sin. In John's Gospel, it said, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. It's a way of saying that Jesus was the same as us. He was made flesh, but he was different. He was God's Word, the Son of God from eternity, come to live among us. Come to show us what humanity was really meant to be. Come to show us what humanity was meant to be in terms of its connection with God and living in obedience to God. Jesus came with no sin. No greed, no lust, no arrogance, no anger. He came to show a new way, to live a new way, and to show a humanity that lived with selflessness and love. That was demonstrated most powerfully by the fact in obedience he died on the cross, not because of his sin or his wrong, but because of the wrongs of the world. To show the evil and wickedness of sin, but also to bear it himself. So that those who choose to be part of his new humanity may be set free from sin and set free from its consequences. And so we have a choice to stop repeating the same old patterns and to come to Jesus. When Jesus came, people had a choice, and John says that many, although Jesus came and he calls Jesus the light coming into the darkness, many decided they didn't want to accept Jesus. They didn't want to change, they wanted to carry on with the old ways, the old sequels, the same patterns, the same ways of doing things. They wanted to carry on rejecting God. But he says some did accept him. Some chose to embrace the new humanity that he brought. And it says that they became children of God. Children not born, in a sense, with an identity that comes from their fathers. Not with the same old patterns, the same old story, but of a new birth. A new birth from God. A new hope for a better life. Free from sin and free from death. Yes, okay, Christians are far from perfect. Yes, okay, those old habits and old ways still cling to us. We still struggle with greed and lust and anger. But within, we're being changed to become more like Jesus. Will 2022 just be the same old story for you? Or will you embrace Jesus for yourself? Will you embrace the new humanity he wants to bring to you? And will you let him begin to change you to become the people he wants you to be? And to look forward to the ultimate sequel, the new heaven and the new earth, where sin will be no more, where death will be no more. What kind of 2022 will you choose? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to choose a better sequel. Help us to choose the new humanity that Jesus brings and offers us in his incarnation, in his virgin birth, in the Word becoming flesh, that we may allow ourselves to be transformed by you into that new humanity and have that greater hope of life forevermore. Amen.